Untitled, Elder Marky Peterson, Marky Peterson, Conference Report, April 1956, pages 75-79. In his magnificent opening address, President McKay, you will recall, spoke of the great responsibility we have to our children, of the importance of parents properly rearing their children, and then, of course, of the responsibility of the church in cooperating with the family and assisting the children to understand the reason for living a righteous life. We are endeavoring to develop among the Latter-day Saints what Peter spoke of as a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people called out of darkness into his marvelous light, and yet, as we do so in this modern age, it seems that the very gates of hell at times seem open to invite our young people in, with alluring advertisements on radio, on TV, and in the newspapers and magazines. Men of the world attempt to make evil appear to be good and desirable. They attempt to make temptation glitter like gold. In the face of it, our children must make a great decision. They must understand so that they can intelligently make a choice between that which is right and that which is wrong. We believe that as a general thing, if we train up a child in the way he should go, when he is old he will not depart from it. We believe that comes with the inspiration of our Father in heaven. The Lord has said in Revelation in these, the last days, that he would bless us, his people, so that the gates of hell would have no power over us if we would but be obedient unto him. If we properly teach our children to do what is right, the allurements of the world need not have any great effect upon them. We need not have such great fears if we teach them properly and convert them and help them to obtain a testimony of the gospel, because the testimony will be a fortification for them, a great defense against the temptations and the allurements of the world. So, in our homes we endeavor to teach our young people properly. We have our home evenings. We sit down and talk with them and teach them objectively. We teach our children as we attend recreational events. We set them a proper example. We do all we can to convert them to the gospel. But as we do so, we must have help from the church. We must have full cooperation from our brothers and sisters in the auxiliaries and the priesthood quorum, so that in very deed, with the church and the home working together, we may accomplish the great purpose we have in mind. As President McKay explained, a committee of the 12, under the direction of Elder Harold B. Lee, has been studying the problem of how to help you in your homes and your church organizations better to give the young people of the church an appreciation of the standards of the church, that they may love them better, that they may uphold them and sustain them. As we studied the matter over, and as we considered the allurements of the advertising, we felt that we could use advertising methods to good advantage in our program, by using the skill and the devices that are available through advertising and through the work of wonderful Latter-day Saint men in advertising. We hope to be of some assistance in helping our young people, just at a glance at times, to catch a new view of the beauties of the standards of the church. So, as we talked it over as a committee, we thought we would like to present to our young people a series of advertisements in an attractive way so that they could catch more of the spirit and the beauty of the standards of the church, and have something to reinforce them in their resistance to the temptations of the world. As we talked about the possibilities, we realized that we would need professional assistance. One day we invited Brother David W. Evans, who has a splendid advertising agency which operates in many parts of the United States, to come and sit in with us and discuss the matter. We told him about our idea, and asked if he would cooperate with his wonderful organization. He, like every other Latter-day Saint, responded wonderfully to the call and said that he would be glad to give us any time that he could, and give us the facilities of his organization in working out a campaign. So as we talked further, and he told us about an artist he is working for him, Dale Kilburn, who did some beautiful work, he showed us some of the things Brother Kilburn had done, and the result was that Brother David W. Evans and members of his staff and Dale Kilburn cooperated in preparing for us the advertisements we hope to present to the church. It is our thought that we shall give an advertisement in poster form to every ward in the church once every 2 months, so that the poster would stand in a good place in the meeting house for a 2-month period. These beautiful posters, and they are beautiful, will need to be well displayed. Unless they are properly displayed, they will lose much of their value, and we are asking, therefore, that a proper display be made in each one of the ward meeting houses. These posters may best be displayed in a glass-covered case that might be placed upon the wall in the foyer of a meeting house. We realize that you do not have such a case, but as we talked with Brother Lee about it, Brother Lee suggested that here would be an excellent priesthood project. The Church Service Committee of the Elders' Quorums in every ward has, in connection with its activities, the Anti-Liquor Tobacco Program. Brother Lee suggests that a project be given to each Church Service Committee of each Elders' Quorum to provide a case such as we speak of for each ward in the stake: a glass front, a wooden frame, a proper back to which may be attached these posters. We believe this will be a very good priesthood quorum project under the direction of the Church Service Committee. If you will immediately begin on the construction of these cases and have them ready by the middle of May, then we will begin the presentation of these posters on the 1st of June, or very shortly thereafter. Keep in mind that a poster will stay up for 2 months, and then we will give you another one. Before I describe the posters further, I should like to have the lights out, and we will show our pictures on the screen. For the sake of those in the building who cannot see, or those who are in other buildings, I will describe the pictures as well as I can. Isn't that a beautiful poster? The entire approach is positive. We will not make any kind of a negative approach in connection with this program. Everything will be positive teaching. You will see here the first poster we have in mind. It is entitled, Virtue is Its Own Reward. There is an excellent picture of a young bride and her groom, who, having lived a beautiful, virtuous, clean life, now may go into marriage with all of the rewards that come from a pure, clean life. You will notice that at the bottom of the poster we have the expression, Be honest with yourself. That will become the theme of the entire series, and will appear on each of the posters. The poster, as you see, carries a great message by itself, and we believe that as young people see the poster, just at a glance they will catch the idea, and they will be taught in a moment. But for those who will pause, we will have an addition to the poster, as will be seen now on the next picture. It will be a side piece. At the top you will see the same bride and groom, the same expression, virtue is its own reward. At the very bottom you will notice that we have again, be honest with yourself. The message is this, virtue is its own reward, and these are its rewards, peace of mind, the love of loved ones, a good name, a quiet conscience, the confidence of family and friends, the strength of personal purity, the trust of your children, the sense of purpose in life here, an assurance of everlasting life with those you love, and of peace and limitless progress hereafter. All this is yours for keeping the commandments. Be true to your friends, your family, your Father in heaven. In other words, be honest with yourself. I was so thankful for what President McKay said yesterday about being loyal to ourselves, because this entire program will tie in with his suggestion. We will teach our children to be honest with themselves. In the next picture you will see how the two will be displayed together, the main poster on the one side, and the additional piece on the other. That is the way it will appear in the display case we are asking the priesthood quorums to provide in each ward. This will come, as we say, once every 2 months, each time with a new theme. As we talked about this still further, we decided it would be a wonderful thing not only to display this poster in the lobby or the foyer of a meeting house, but we thought it would be a wonderful thing to give to each young person in the ward from 12 to 20 this poster in miniature, with a beautiful message on the reverse side, something they could put in their pockets and carry home, something beautiful enough so that they could set it on their dresser, something that they would be glad to read over with their friends. So we decided that we would use the main picture of the bride and the groom with the large caption, Virtue is its own reward, and then the theme at the bottom, Be honest with yourself, as the face of this card, which will be approximately postcard size. Then, as we show you in the next picture, on the opposite side will be a message, Virtue is its own reward. There is more to marriage than music and moonlight. There is trust and sharing, and being loved and deserving to be. There is companionship through years of growing old together. And to each partner in an honest marriage there will come a time when nothing will be more important than personal purity, and it will not be just at some passing hour, but day after day, year after year, as long as you look at your loved ones, as long as you can feel in reality or in memory the small hand of a son or daughter as it closes around your finger, you, each of you, should take no less to marriage than personal purity. You have a right to expect it of the companion you choose. You have a sacred obligation to keep it and to offer it in return. The rewards of virtuous living are rich and enduring, but the price of sin runs high. The reward of virtue is a quiet conscience, the right to answer every question without reservation, the right to look every man squarely in the eye, and every boy and girl and woman also, without an accusing conscience. It is the right to pass on to your children and your children's children a clean record, a clean heritage, a good name. You cannot cheat, you cannot avoid consequences, so be virtuous, be honest with yourself. In order to ensure a proper distribution of these cards so that every boy and girl, active or inactive, from the ages 12 to 20 in every ward and branch in all the stakes of the church, shall receive a card like this, we are now going to the bishops. The bishop is the head of the Aaronic priesthood, and the bishop has a counselor who is assigned to work with the LDS on the LDS girls program. We are asking each one of you as bishop, when these cards are delivered to your ward, to see to it that every boy in the Aaronic priesthood, and every boy of Aaronic priesthood age who is not ordained to any priesthood, receives one of these cards. Then, through your counselor who is associated with the LDS Girls Program in Nehemia, we ask that you see to it that every girl, active or inactive, in that age group, receives one of these cards so that it may be read and understood, and possibly be of help in converting them to be clean. In the next picture we show you another poster, a very happy looking young couple, a boy and a girl, and the expression, healthy, happy, lucky you, be honest with yourself. In the next picture we will show you the side piece that goes with it, which reads, healthy, happy, lucky you. Lucky is he who learns from his parents in the church that health and happiness come with clean living, that some things should be left alone, not to be touched or tampered with. We have one mind, and one earthly body which must last a lifetime. Our Maker planned it that way. He knows what is good for us. That is why he has given us commandments, not left us alone in our search for happiness. Lucky is he who does not have to learn everything the hard way, the painful way, too often when it is nearly too late. Be smart, be clean, be healthy, be honest with yourself. When these two are put together, they will be displayed in your display case. At that same time we will distribute small cards based on this theme. Our next picture shows a lovely young lady before a mirror, combing her hair. The caption is, beauty is more than skin deep. And then again, our theme, be honest with yourself. The side piece, which is shown in the next picture, reads like this, beauty is more than skin deep. And may I say that this is just as much a message to boys, who should have the proper measure of beauty, as it is to girls. What is beauty? Who can have it? Ask John Robert Powers, famous beauty authority. He will tell you, though it sounds trite, it is the glow of health, a radiant personality, a complete self-assurance and naturalness, intellectual curiosity and integrity. To sum it up, beauty is largely a matter of the thoughts we think, the deeds we do, the food we eat, the interest we show in others. It is the sum of sincerity, enthusiasm, and unselfishness. It is obedience to the laws of good and wise and unselfish living. It is the reflections of what we are inside ourselves. So if you would be beautiful, be honest with yourself. So reads the side piece. And then cards will be based upon the theme also, for individual distribution. In our next picture we have something based on Emily Post, a couple out for the evening being offered drinks by the host. The caption at the top says, the guest, the host, and Emily Post. The side piece shown in the next picture reads like this, when your host invites you to have a drink, or take a cigarette, what is the proper answer? When you are offered things you don't want, Emily Post says it's proper to say no, thank you. The obligation of courtesy is not that of the guest, but of the host and hostess. Wanting to be popular is natural, but when an inner voice says, don't do that, it is wrong, then say no and hang on to that no. So it's not only proper, it's wise to say, no, thank you. Be honest with yourself. Our next picture is based on the value of prayer. This picture shows George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and President Eisenhower in the background, and then in the foreground a family group. At the top we read, great men pray, and again at the bottom, be honest with yourself. In our next view on the screen the side piece is shown, and it reads like this, great and wise men and women of all ages have sought and received help through prayer, and all these are proper petitions to an understanding Father in heaven. The trust of a child at his mother's knee, the prayer of a father for the return of a wayward son, the student's honest seeking for answers, a young man's reverent request for strength to do his best in a ball game or business venture, the young woman's plea for guidance in choosing a husband. Do you ever need help from a higher source? Then follow the example of the great and good of all the ages. Ask and receive. Pray. Be honest with yourself. Brethren, we are planning to continue this program for some time. The artist has in mind painting such additional ones as representations of modesty, in dress and actions, and other such subjects. Now, brethren, as these posters and cards come to you, you will be getting additional support. We are going to ask the publishers of all of the church publications, the magazines and the church section of the Deseret News, to give us a full month. During the month when the posters appear new we will place, with their permission, a full page display tied in with the current poster. We are having written up a series of success stories from the lives of true Latter-day Saint men who have made good in a big way in big business or in the professions, still maintaining their standards. The theme will be that they are succeeding not in spite of, but with the assistance of, their observance of the standards of the church. This human interest story based on the standards of the church will come in the alternate months in between the placing of the new posters. The MIA have already pledged to us their assistance. and they will give us a further follow-through at their June conference. The presiding bishopric, who have helped us in this planning, particularly Bishop Joseph L. Worthlin, will give us their support for our program. The other organizations, although not yet contacted, are always similarly cooperative. Brethren, we humbly ask that each one of you cooperate with this positive effort to teach good Latter-day Saint standards to the young people of the Church. We believe that by these positive methods we can help them to realize that to help them succeed most in the earth, they will desire to keep the standards of the Church, and that this may be as our humble prayer, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Amen.